What do you call the kind of lawnmower that you get on and sort of drive it like a car?
A riding lawnmower.
Okay. And what do you call the kind that has a motor, electric or gas motor?
Push motor.
Okay. And what do you call the kind that doesn't have any motor, but you...
Just a regular little old lawnmower.
Okay. And...
A grass cutter, is that what they call it?
Okay. And if you wanted to have a garden, you'd have to have it plowed, you know, and
yeah,
you'd probably have to go around
had,
what to plow it up.
Oh, my husband has one of them.
I had to rent one.
I can't think of the name, but I know he's got one out in the garage.
Okay.
It turns over the ground, the
yeah,
dirt and everything.
Yeah. What would you call a little thing that you hold in your hand to work in the garden, and the end that you use looks like a shovel, kind of?
A spade.
Okay. This is something you hold in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What something similar that you hold in your hand that has three big prongs?
Thinkers. What do they call them? Forks.
Okay. What kind of rakes are there?
Grass rake, leaf rakes.
What's the difference?
Well, a grass rake, it's flat and got like a hand and it rakes. And the grass, it has straight and they have shape different.
Now wait, I don't understand which is which.
Okay. The grass rake is straight.
Has straight prongs on it?
Uh-huh, prongs on it.
Just
and
go straight
it's
down?
Straight across.
Straight
and
across.
It just...
Is it kind of fan shaped?
No, that's a leaves shape for the leaves.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the grass is just straight.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I use my leaf rake because I have carpet grass.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to pull the roots
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we have that kind too.
And
the leaf
so,
rake, how long are the prongs?
Oh, I'd say about 8 inches long.
Okay, and how long are they on the grass rake?
Oh, about 3 or 4 inches.
Okay, I get, yeah, I see which one's which. Some people call them, you know,
yeah.
What would you call something that you could keep your hedge level with?
Snips.
Okay. And if you had one that was powered by electricity or something, what would you call that?
A power cutters.
Okay. And say a great big tree blew down. And you know, it was too big for you to cut up by yourself or anything. So the city comes out and they use a big gasoline powered thing to cut the tree up.
Uh-huh.
What would you call it?
Power blade.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting close. Would you describe for me some different cuts of beef?
Oh, I don't know that much beef. Let's say shoulder beef.
Uh-huh.
Pork, well, that'd be pork ribs. No, rib beef. Thigh, I think it is. No, rump roast.
Okay.
I don't know the other, because my husband does all the shopping, too.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because he drives, huh?
Mm-hmm. That way he gets around better than I do.
What about cuts of pork? Can I think about cuts of pork?
Let's see, pork chops, ribs, spare ribs, that's all I can think of.
Okay, what about cuts of lamb? You know anything about lamb?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about different kinds of poultry?
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thighs, legs, back.
When you buy a chicken, you know, you can get a fryer or a broiler. Or
yeah, well, I pick up fryers
because
they're more tender. They're young
Younger.
Chickens.
Okay, what's a broiler?
Broiler is a hen.
Is that older?
That's older.
Okay. Anything
they
else?
They kind of get tough, you know, when they're old. You have to broil them. You can use them good for your, like, making your dressing.
Uh-huh.
You get your hen and just boil it.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of fat and meat off of it.
Yeah.
And then you just take everything apart, the meat and everything, and use the juice also for your dressing, whatever you want to use it.
What are some different kinds of sausage?